Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. Today is day 55 of the year, Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. I'm Stephen Copley.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading up to New England today, the Granite State, New Hampshire. We are looking at District 2, which covers a massive amount of territory. It includes Nashua, the capital city of Concord, and stretches all the way up through the White Mountains to the Canadian border. And today, we are profiling a freshman lawmaker who came to Congress with one of the most staggering resumes of anyone in her class. We are talking about Democrat Maggie Goodlander.
Stephen, when you look at Representative Goodlander's background, you realize she was preparing for national leadership her entire life. She was born and raised in Nashua to a very prominent political family. After graduating from Yale, she didn't just take a cushy corporate job. She went straight to Capitol Hill to be a foreign policy advisor for Senators Joe Lieberman and John McCain. She literally helped write landmark sanctions against Vladimir Putin. And she didn't stop there. She joined the United States Navy Reserve and served as an intelligence officer for over a decade.
And then comes her legal career. She went to Yale Law School, and she ended up clerking for Merrick Garland and then for Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. During the first impeachment of Donald Trump, she served as counsel on the House Judiciary Committee. And during the Biden administration, she was a Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the Antitrust Division. She was the lawyer going after massive corporate monopolies, arguing that price gouging was destroying the working class. She also happens to be married to Jake Sullivan, the former National Security Advisor. So she arrived in Washington for the 119th Congress with an incredibly deep understanding of the executive branch and the military.
Exactly. She won the 2024 election to succeed Annie Custer, who retired. And because of her background, she was immediately placed on two very important committees, the House Armed Services Committee and the House Committee on Small Business. For New Hampshire, both of those are vital. The state has over 200 active duty service members, and nearly 6,000 National Guard and Reserve members. She sees her role on armed services not just as military funding, but as defending the very core of American democracy.
And she has taken that defense of democracy to a very intense level against the new administration. In late 2025, she was part of a major national controversy. She, along with a few other Democratic lawmakers with military backgrounds, participated in a video directly addressing U.S. service members. The video reminded the military that their oath is to the Constitution, not to a king, and that they have a legal duty to refuse illegal orders. Well, President Trump saw the video and went absolutely ballistic on social media. He called her and the other lawmakers traitors, accused them of sedition, and amplified calls for them to be severely punished.
It was a terrifying moment of political escalation. But Goodlander did not back down. She leans heavily on her Navy intelligence background to argue that the rule of law is the only thing separating America from an autocracy. And she is fighting the administration just as hard on domestic issues right back home in New Hampshire. In February 2026, just a few days ago, actually, she and Congressman Chris Pappas have been fighting a massive battle over a proposed ICE facility.
Let's talk about that, because this is a huge local issue. The Department of Homeland Security wants to build a massive new ICE warehouse and holding facility in the town of Merrimack, New Hampshire. The local community is furious. Goodlander and Pappas recently delivered petitions from over 11,000 Granite Staters opposing the facility. Goodlander argues that the federal government shouldn't be dropping a massive, aggressive deportation hub into a quiet New Hampshire town, especially when the local infrastructure can't handle it and the taxpayers don't want it.
She also scored a massive victory against the White House just last week. Regarding the economy, the president tried to implement a sweeping new round of unilateral tariffs. Goodlander, sitting on the Small Business Committee, argued that those tariffs would act as a devastating sales tax on small hardware stores and local manufacturers in New Hampshire. When the Supreme Court officially blocked those tariffs on February 20th, Goodlander immediately put out a statement celebrating the decision, calling it a massive win for the Granite State's working families.
She is also securing the kind of hyperlocal funding that wins you re-election in a swing state. She just secured federal congressional funds to significantly expand a health center in Franklin, New Hampshire. Because if you drive north of Concord, up into the White Mountains and the North Country, you are dealing with very rural, very isolated communities where healthcare access is extremely limited. She is proving that she can fight the president on constitutional law on Monday and deliver money for a rural clinic on Tuesday.
And she has to maintain that balance. New Hampshire's 2nd District leans slightly Democratic, but the voters there are famous for ticket splitting. They are fiercely independent. They do not like extreme partisanship on either side. Goodlander's background as an antitrust lawyer and a Navy veteran gives her a very pragmatic, no-nonsense appeal that plays incredibly well in towns like Nashua and Littleton.
The Supreme Court clerk who became a naval intelligence officer.
The freshman lawmaker holding the line for the Constitution.
That is Representative Maggie Goodlander. That is our profile for New Hampshire's 2nd District. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.